good to come back to the Zman after Pesach, to come back to the normal routines of learning. And at the same time that we're just coming off of Pesach, there's actually a tremendous amount to be gained in Aravodos Hashem from thinking about a scene that we hope will be happening for many thousands in a couple of months into the future. That is packing up at the end of camp. Kids at the end of camp, you can imagine the scene. We've all been there in the past. Packing up at the end of camp, going through the old t-shirts. Doesn't necessarily seem, I think even through the masks, I can see some quizzical looks. It doesn't necessarily seem like the height of spirituality, packing up at the end of camp. There's actually extraordinary spiritual guidance that the Mesillas Yesharim sees in packing up your old t-shirts at the end of camp. Now let's back up a little bit so we can appreciate the t-shirts in Maseches Erevin. So right before Pesach, we began to really learn the practical part of Mesillas Yesharim. After a lot of key introduction, laying groundwork, talking about aspects of Avos Hashem, and talking about a perspective at Olam Hazeh, Olam Haban, purpose of creation, Prakim Beis, and then we began Perek Gimel right before Yom Tov. Already gets into the practical pieces. The first step in Avos Hashem, here we get into the Mesillas Yesharim as a guidebook, as a handbook. The first step, the first rung of the ladder of ambitious, methodical growth in Avos Hashem is Zehirus. I mean, Pinchas Ben Yair tells us in that central Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where he gives you the steps of growth, the rungs of the ladder that go up from earth to heaven. The first step is Zehirus, and Mesillas Yesharim had defined Zehirus means being thoughtful. Zehirus means being contemplative, actually reflecting on life. And we had begun Perek Gimel last time and said that the Mesillas Yesharim is going to use three pairs of ideas to flesh out what this Zehirus actually looks like and how we actually do it. Last time we saw two pairs, we're about to jump into the third pair of ideas. The two pairs we saw last time at the beginning of Perek Shlishi, number one, a pair of questions, and number two, a pair of contexts. The pair of questions is to ask yourself about the ideal and about the real. You have to spend time thinking about what are the situations I'm actually involved in, but what am I actually up to? And you have to spend time thinking about what ought to be happening? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want of me in those situations that comes up? To just think in theory about what ought to be without looking in the mirror, that's going to be of limited use. And the other direction, to just think about what I'm up to, but not try to figure out what actually is the right way. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want me to handle the situation? Also missing. So you have to think about the ideal and the real. He had described those as two hashkafas, not two different ideologies, but two different perspectives, two directions in which I look. The ideal and the real. And he had spoken a pair of contexts that I want to ask myself these questions, both looking forward and looking backwards. Both when I'm taking out time to make cheshbon nefesh from time to time, periodically, thinking about what have I been up to over the last week, what have I been up to over the last month, what am I proud of, what am I not proud of. Cheshbon nefesh is zehirus shelo b'shas ma'aseh, not in the moment, but taking stock from time to time, looking backwards, retrospectively. And then the other type of zehirus is forward-looking, is zehirus b'shas ma'aseh. In the moment, I'm making decisions, rational, holy decision-making. I'm not just doing whatever. I'm actually thinking through my options and trying to weigh which is the best option. So looking at the real, what are my options, and thinking about the ideal, actually think about not only making a decision instead of just jumping in, but making a decision based on, with the scale, with the balance scale of what does Ribbono Shel Olam want. Rational, divine, holy decision-making, and Cheshbon Nefesh, taking stock from time to time. So these are the first two pairs of ideas, two hashkafas and two contexts. And now he brings us to the third pair. And here we're going to come back to those t-shirts at the end of camp. Vaya, we're going to come to that Vaya Gemara in Erevin. Erevin Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Davar Zehav Di'unu Chazal, says this idea of the critical value of Zahiris, and this is where it all begins, becoming self-reflective, living contemplatively, is the first step that opens the door to further levels of growth. It's a Gemara in Erevin. Noach lo la'adam shlo nivra, v'achshav shenivra yifash b'yish b'maisav. What does that mean? What does the first half of that mean? What does the second half of that mean? Now that you've been created, so it's important to mefash b'yish b'maisav. Now that we're here, so instruction number one is check your actions. Think about what you're doing. Okay, so the second half is Zahiris. Let's spend a moment, though, on the first half of that Gemara. And then we'll get back to the second half. Noach lo la'adam shalol nivra. Well, what does that mean? Noach lo la'adam shalol nivra? It would have been better not to have been created? Well, that's not a very positive perspective. Doesn't sound like a very Jewish perspective. I think the simplest way to understand it is actually the first half of that Gemara is a review of Perek Aleph. Noach, in the sense of easy or comfortable. It would have been easier not to have been created in Olam Hazeh. And we learned in Perek Aleph that the ultimate purpose of creation was for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the core of things, Baruch Hu was interested in being Meitiv Lachem, because Baruch Hu wanted to be beneficent. So he chooses, in order to be beneficent, he creates good, and he wants to give good to others. He creates good, and he creates others. He creates Olam Haba, a context designed for giving good to others, and create us. We're meant to be the recipients of that Tov. And the Ramchal developed, based on Sadia Gaon and others, and perhaps based on this Gemara and Erevin, that it would have, Kadosh Baruch Hu could have just put us straight into Olam Haba, straight to eternal Tov. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to design the universe such that we enjoy the Tov that much more if we've earned it, if we are in some sense masters of our destiny, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to create a two-stage reality. Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBar. Olam HaNisayin and Olam HaTaynug. I think that's the simplest understanding of that Gemara in Erevin. No, Chol Adam Shalom Erevin. It would have been a lot easier not to have been created in Olam HaZeh. It would have been a whole lot easier if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just put us straight in Olam HaBar. No nisyonos, no struggle, no work, just, you know, divine welfare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just, we would just be on the divine dole, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just drip goodness all over us. That would be a lot easier. But, Achshav Shenivra, now that we have been created, not a mistake, it didn't slip by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's notice that we were created. I mean, HaKadosh, it would have been easier for us, so it seems, to have just been, would have been smoother to have just been thrown straight to Olam Haba, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that that's not the way he was going to create the universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that there was going to be a two-stage reality, and we're going to be in Olam HaNisayin first. So now that we're in an Olam HaAsiyah, an Olam HaNisayin, we're in Olam HaZeh, so what do we do? What are we supposed to do with this world? So instructions number one, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give us Nisayonos first, instructions number one, Yefash Beish B'maisav. You got to be Mefash Beish One's Masim. Then the Gemara goes on, I need to lefash patience to search. I need to search my actions. I can't just live blindly. I have to take time to look through, to look back and see what I've been up to, and thereby have an ongoing feedback, self-feedback loop, ongoing improvement. The Ikad Amri, the Gemara says, is another girsa, another tradition that Chazal, another version that some of the Amoraim had, was not yefash beish b'maisav, but yemash beish b'maisav. I should feel around my meisim, which sounds like it's more or less the same thing. Should I start? I should do cheshbon nefesh, or I should do cheshbon nefesh. So, what's the point of the Ikad Amri? It's just it's a very clever play on words. Yefashpesh and mashpesh. It sounds almost the same. What's going on here? The Gemara is driving at something. This is not mere wordplay. The wordplay is meant to convey important ideas. Says Ramchal exactly. Just as we saw at the end of Perek Beis, he gave us an example of how to learn an Agadah carefully with our eyes wide open. Once again here. V'tira, he says, Sheshnei ha-lishonos heim shtei azharos tavos mo'ilos ma'od. These two terms that the Gemara offers, Yefashbesh and Yemashbesh, they're really two different instructions, both very good and both very productive. two azaras. What are they? He says, look, pishpush means to search, and mishmush literally means to feel. So he says, pishpush b'maisim, to search my actions, who, lachkar al klal ha'masim ul hisbon ein bo. That means to explore the overall, where I've been, what I've been doing, lisbon ein bo, to reflect. Hanimsa, to reflect on what? Well, I mean, I'm searching my maisim. We're just coming off of Bedikas Chametz. I think I mentioned to some of you. As far as I know, the only Arizal that Rabbi Schechter quotes in his writings, in a footnote in one of the Sfarim, is Arizal's interpretation al derech sod in the opening Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah says Orl arba asar bolkin es hachametz l'or haner, which al pipshuto is a halacha about that. That is the basic halachic statement of the chiyuv of bedikas chametz. Opening line, Mishnayis Pesachim, and the night of the 14th of Nisan, is supposed to search for chametz l'ar haner. So the Arizal explained an additional layer of meaning in the Mishnah al pisod, is arlar ba'asa. It means when a young Jewish man begins his 14th year, when you become bar mitzvah, a young Jewish woman begins her 13th year, and she becomes bas mitzvah. So at the beginning of Godless, you enter into Godless, and Godless, hopefully, if not immediately, over the next couple of years, is not only a physical, biological, and calendrical Godless, but it's a mental, emotional, spiritual Godless, Godless Hamochen, to think more broadly. So, Arlar Ba'as, as a person enters into Godless, Bolkin es hachametz la'araner. Arizal said that means that a Jew needs to begin to search inside himself for chametz la'ar haner by the illumination of Godless, by illumination of kiner mitzvah v'torah ar. A Jew begins to look inside himself to find the chametz to locate the Eitzahara and figure out how to do bir hara. So we're coming off of the yontif of searching for the chametz. So I got to search. I have to search my maisim all year long. A pishpush b'maisim, lachkara klal ha'maisim lezbonim bo, to explore, you know, what I've been up to over the last day, week, month, what have you. Hanimtza b'maisim, ashala yasu. Have I done things which just should not be done? We all do things that we shouldn't do. Things are just keneged adin. Keneged adin. Asha'inu hochin api mitzvah shayim v'chukav. I did something that is contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of us. I snapped at someone. I was insulting. I was wrong. It was a Yitzhara. It was a weakness. And I did it. It was wrong. Kenagadin. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Coming up in a couple of weeks in Lainin. Lason Rishas Amiso. Anos Dvarim, say, using words to inflict pain on someone else is a lav daraisa. I looked back and I said, I did that 5 times in the last week. I did 5 times in the last hour, as the case may be. Okay, that's a chet. I have to figure out a strategy. Like we say last week, let me figure not to wallow in self-pity and not to beat myself up, to figure out, I have to recognize where my weaknesses are and strategize and develop a plan going forward for how I'm going to improve in the future. And I realize, I think back over the last week, I had over 20 meals. I don't think I said a bracha achrona over 20 times. I realize, Baruch Hashem, I'm habituated to saying bracha rishona, but bracha achrona, as I realize, if I think about it, I often end up getting distracted. I'm sitting at my desk, I'm eating, and whatever, I'm eating breakfast on the run, and then I'm eating breakfast, hopefully safely, eating breakfast while I'm commuting. And then I realize, half the time I arrive at work and then I just, the day begins and I never really said a bracha achrona on breakfast. I took a call 3 times over the course of the week, ended up getting a call in the middle of lunch, and then, I never said a bracha achrona on lunch. I didn't come through. Mitzvahs I didn't perform, averis that I violated, that's pishpush. That's searching. Search, see? What's missing? what's there that shouldn't be there, what isn't there that should be there. That's pishpush. Okay, so that's azhara number one. It's instruction number one in the Gemara. Erevin, you're here. Zihirus in the sense of yifashmesh b'maisim. So what's the other level? Ikadam or yimashmesh b'maisim. I should feel around. Well, feel around sounds like the same thing. Feel around to see what's missing. He says, no. Hamishmush, to feel around, to search by feeling, that takes things to the next level. That's the next degree of zihiras. That's, I did the right thing. I taka avoided a chet. Or I taka did a mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, like we were saying before, I did say bracha rishona. Bracha achrona sometimes didn't happen. Baruch Hashem, I said a bracha rishona. Baruch Hashem. Ma'isim tovim. But now let's explore, let's feel the ma'isim tovim. Lachkor v'lir'os hayesh b'inyanam eze p'niya asher lo tova. I did the right thing, but maybe there was an inappropriate angle. Maybe there was a... I did the right thing, my motivation wasn't something I'm so proud of. I was doing the right thing for all the wrong reasons. Or eze chelek ra. Or I did the right thing, but there was a bad part to it. She'yitztarech lahasiro levaro. The thing was good, but I need to do a little surgery. I think it's good, but it needs to be tweaked. For instance, so Baruch Hashem, I'm saying brachas rishonas consistently, 100% of the time, Baruch Hashem. Because, why? Because I'm habituated, I'm in the habit of always saying bracha rishona. So that's a great habit, certainly better than not having that habit. And I was mekayim, the din of bracha rishona, but there's a, definitely, this needs an upgrade. Saying bracha rishona, yeah, I said all nine words as I start saying the bracha before I even picked up the banana, and by the time I said Baruch Pi Adam, the banana is already halfway into my mouth. And where was my mind when I was saying? Was there any thought of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eating? Not necessarily. Certainly not every time. So I say, look, Baruch Hashem, that's not a pishpush issue. That's a mishmush issue. On the pishpush level, Baruch Hashem, I said a bracha rishona, and I should be proud of that. I should be proud of that. And then the Gemara is saying you need to be more ambitious as well. There needs to be mishmush to feel out that bracha rishona. Baruch Hashem, I said it. What was the quality like? Does it need an upgrade? And again, we're not talking about chumras. This is basic yadus. I should be saying brachas rishonas. I should be saying all the words clearly, and I should be holding the food in hand when from beginning to the end of the bracha. I shouldn't be swallowing the last word of the bracha by swallowing some food before I finish saying the word hadama. And obviously, the point of the bracha is an expression of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The magic of a Baruch Pi Adama is a banana can be a tool to grow my awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam. Stop and think about that for a moment. A banana can be a tool for growing my relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir HaShirim is very dramatic. But you can run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu with apples and bananas also. But obviously that's only going to happen if I don't necessarily have to be thinking about Kabbalistic Yichudim and Kavanas. But obviously I do need to actually think about what the words mean. That I'm grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam. He's the king of the entire universe, and yet he's also Elokeinu. He's a transcendent God who's running the whole world, and he cares about me, and is invested in this banana. And Baruch Pri Hadama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this banana is a result of Ratzon Hashem. So think about that. That's pretty powerful. If I thought about things like that 100 times a day, then may brachas. That's if only we were zocha to think like that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 times a day. That would be transformative. But it's hard. It's hard. So Baruch Hashem, I say brachas out of habit. A whole 1,000 times better than not saying brachas. But at the same time, there's plenty of room to grow in terms of living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to live. So he says that's mishmash. To not just see is there an absolute gap, is there a mitzvah I just didn't do, an aveira that I committed, but what's the quality of the mitzvahs? Or what's the quality of my aveira avoidance? And why is this called mishmush? Because at the end of camp, when you're packing up those t-shirts, so especially if there's limited space in the chest, So parents might tell their kids, at the end of camp, see what's worth bringing back. If you're going to throw in the garbage, if you're going to have to throw in the garbage as soon as you get home, you know, save the space and throw in the garbage before you leave camp. So why would you throw a t-shirt in the garbage? So number one, there might just be a hole. The one arpin is missing. Just the seam's kind of part. Okay, there's a hole, though. And sometimes it's not, there isn't a hole yet, but if you look at it, you know, the cloth is, there are no gaps. But if you feel it, you'll feel that it's wearing very, very thin in a bunch of places. There's no hole yet, but it's, you know, it's not going to hold up much longer. Hayrezeh, says the Mesilas Yesharim, Hayrezeh, this second level of not just checking whether I did the mitzvah, but checking the quality of the mitzvah. Hayrezeh kimimashmish bebeged. That's like the way you check the t-shirt at the end of the summer. Livchon hatov, to feel it. Lemashmesh, I want to feel it with my fingers. Livchon hatov v'chazaku ochalashabali. Is the fabric strong and sturdy? Or there's no holes, but the fabric is wearing very, very thin. And it's not very stable. Ken yemashmesh b'maisav. The same way, I not only look with my eyes for holes in the t-shirts, but I feel the t-shirts with my fingers to assess the quality, the sturdiness, the thickness of the fabric. Ken yemashmesh b'maisav. That's the mashal that Chazal are using, this Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. I shall not only, so to speak, look for my mitzvahs, but I should feel those mitzvahs. Yemashmesh b'maisav livchon t'churasam. I should assess their quality. I should assess their quality carefully. The goal over time is, Shalom Aleichem, welcome in. The goal over time is not only to fill in the gaps and make sure that I'm doing the mitzvah I'm supposed to do, I'm avoiding that there I'm supposed to avoid, but to even, that would already be an incredible success. And we're expected to be even more ambitious than that. Over time, it's not happening overnight. But over time, over the course of months and years, and rich decades, a Jew not only seeks to fill in the gaps, but to grow the quality. To grow the quality. Klal HaDavar. So the Ramchal wraps up these three pairs. He says, if we could, the gist of it in a sentence, Yiyeh HaAdam Me'ayen Al Ma'asav Kulam. A Jew needs to explore and look over, take stock of his actions, and to think about his paths. And we've seen, though, by the way, that pair. We'll review again. Throughout this parak and last parak, we've seen the Ramchal is often played off of Maisim and Drachim. Maisim and Drachim. The both in terms of the Cheshbon HaNefesh looking back, in terms of decisions looking forward, it's on like an individual action-by-action level, but I'm also asking myself, not only I need to look at the trees, is this a good decision, is that a good decision, how did I handle this situation, how did I handle that situation, and also to look at that's Meisim, but also to look at Drachim, to look back and say, like, where have I been trending, where am I heading with this, what trajectory am I on? Am I excited about the path that I'm on, am I excited about the destination of the trajectory I'm on, or do I want to switch course a little bit? Shelo laniach la'atzmo hergel ra umida ra'a. Mishmush. The goal is even to, over time, polish away any bad habits, to polish away any bad midos. And kol shkein aveira pesha. Certainly, pishbush, to over time polish away any averas in my repertoire. So this completes the first section of Chel Gimel. The primary section of Chel Gimel, the goal of Chel Gimel, as the title indicates, is Chel Kezir, so to define what this Zihirus is. So he's given us with the three pairs, the pair of Hashkafas, the ideal and the real, and the pair of contexts, Bishas Maisa, decision-making, Shlo Bishas Maisa, Cheshbon Nefesh, and now 2 degrees of ambition, Pishbush and Mishmush. So he's sketched out for us something practical, the first practical step to start doing this in an organized way. The rest of the parak, which will begin next week, is going to be the first of the excursions that Ramchal has. Over the course of the Sefer, there looks like there were a series of essays on different topics that he felt he wanted to figure out a way to smuggle it into the sefer. So he found different places to put it. He has an essay on chesed, essay on tshuva. Here he's going to have the first side essay, very, very critical. The first definitely planned excursion is coming up. We're going to see. It's going to take us through corn mazes, and it's going to take us through night hikes. And using these mashalim, he's going to explore some very, very important ideas, which then we will continue bleeding out next week. Thank you so much.